This is Inside Agriculture. Good morning. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Yesterday was a down day in the markets, but it wasn't as far down as Monday. A mad Monday in the commodity markets. Mark Schultz, chief analyst at North Star Commodity in the Twin Cities, got some insight on the markets for Tuesday.
You spooked the market yesterday with the financial situation in China, and they're on holiday. They return here tonight, and that, of course, will be closely watched to see whether anything else gets a little bit, if things calm down or whether it gets a little bit more violent as it goes through. But I would still suspect, too, the other thing is you're in September, so you're just starting out. If you look back at any most given years, it's not a good time to get either bullish or bearish bullish to the market. Historically, you have a sideways to lower anyway in September. It gets more to October, whether you're going to set the stage of whether the crop is better than expected or whether it's worse than expected. And then, obviously, the other thing that we really are missing, too, on here, more so for the corn and the wheat, and that has just been the lack of demand. We just haven't seen a lot of buying. And, of course, we've got the port problem still hovering over us. It looks like maybe back to about 30% of capacity right now. So it just slowed our shipping, and therefore it kind of leads to everybody backing off on how much they want to step in and purchase from the U.S. for the short term.
For your farmer clients there in southern Minnesota, what kind of yield reports are you hearing?
Well, we're all over the place, but I'll give you a couple of a rundown. We've got one over and by right around I-90 around that Blue Earth, Minnesota area. He's half done with the beans, 450 acres out right now. The running average is about 48 to 49 bushel per acre. He thinks eventually it'll get on up to that 58, maybe get to 60 bushel per acre when it's all said and done. But that would compare to about 69 bushels per acre a year ago. And we've got the same with another one that's a little further north, the same thing, 50% down on the beans. And it looks like if it stays at the pace it's going right now, he'll end up about 7 to 8 bushels less than last year. So better than they expected on yields, have been pretty good. But they're not bin busters. And I think that's still going to be tell the tale here. Keep in mind, in the Dakotas, you've got some pretty low yield forecast by USDA. We'll see if that can indeed get better or worse. We did have some guys that took some beans out in other locations. You know, it seems like the eastern half of the states of Minnesota and eastern Iowa, those beans look like more like they're in that 55 on up to 72, 73 bushels per acre. We hear some in Illinois being harvested. We got a customer there who's about a third done with the beans. And I would say right now it looks like they're good yield. It just won't be a record yield for him on his beans. He does not think that will happen.
Mark Schultz, North Star Commodity Chief Marketing Analyst. Your thoughts on marketing grain during harvest pressure?
These are still historically very good price levels. I mean, if you're going to go higher, I think we'll see some better demand coming in from China short term in here. But keep in mind that last year we didn't really have a weather problem in South America at all. Just got to watch that, and it's way too early for that to be determined yet. That will likely, if you're going to have any type of a weather scare there, that'll take you all the way to December before that even starts to develop at the present time. So I think right now you just got to have to trade it and market it as how you ended up with your yields as you move forward.
Mark Schultz, North Star Commodity. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. We'll be right back.